Chapter 10, State Organization and the Kingship of Christ, Society's Duty to Christ the King. In Chapter 2 of this book, an attempt has been made to set forth in bold relief the divine plan for order in the world. This plan demands the acceptance, not only by individuals, but also by states and nations, of the mystical body of Christ, the Catholic Church. The members of the human race must give to God the things that are God's, and to Caesar, the things that are Caesar's. But Caesar, too, that is, organized states and rulers of nations as such, must give to God the things that are God's. Caesar is bound to worship God in the supernatural way in which he has declared that he wants to be worshipped. We are bound absolutely, writes Pope Leo XIII, to worship God in that way which he has shown to be his will. Caesar is likewise bound to accept the decisions of the representatives of Christ the King, the Pope and the bishops, in regard to what favors the diffusion of the supernatural life of grace or is opposed to it, thus acknowledging what is called the indirect power of the Catholic Church, which is a participation in the spiritual kingship of Christ. Pope Leo XIII writes in the encyclical Immortale Dei, "Whatever, therefore, in things human is of sacred character, whatever belongs either of its own nature or by reason of the end to which it is referred, to the salvation of souls or to the worship of God, is subject to the power and judgment of the Church. Whatever is to be ranged under the civil and political order is rightly subject to the civil authority. Jesus Christ has himself given command that what is Caesar's is to be rendered to Caesar, and that what belongs to God is to be rendered to God." End of quote. God does not command what is impossible. Accordingly, sufficient grace, that is, supernatural light and strength, has been given and will be given to all rulers and ruled to see the divine plan and accept it. On account of our solidarity in the mystical body of Christ, the failure or weakening of one involves the failure and weakening of others. Just as, on the other hand, every valiant stand for the integral truth has its repercussion in the correspondence with grace on the part of many. Just as in man's physical body, the healthy functioning of any member redounds to the good of the whole organism, so in the spiritual organism of the Church, inasmuch as all the faithful form one body, every development in the spiritual life of one member has its repercussion on that of the others. We being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Now, in spite of resistance, in spite, that is, of the refusal of many persons to cooperate with the sufficient grace given them, Europe gradually but progressively accepted the divine plan for order in the world. Broadly speaking, by the 13th century, Caesar, or organized society, worship God in the way he had declared to be his will, and the organization of society aimed at helping individual citizens to develop their personality by the grace and love that come from our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the social framework in which the members of society found themselves when they came out of church after having expressed submission to God the Father in the Mass not only recognized the reality of the supernatural life communicated by the Blessed Sacrament, but favored the development of that life. Wrote Pope Leo XIII in the encyclical letter Immortale Dei, quote, "There was once a time when states were governed by the principles of the gospel. Then it was that the power and divine virtue of Christian wisdom had diffused itself throughout the laws, institutions, and morals of the people, permeating all ranks and relations of civil society. Then, too, the religion instituted by Jesus Christ, established firmly in befitting dignity, flourished everywhere by the favor of princes and the legitimate protection of magistrates, and church and state were happily united in concord and friendly interchange of good offices. The state, constituted in this wise, bore fruits important beyond all expectation." End of quote.